initializing transmission.
Confirmed.
Mbot and
Sbot present.
All awesome in your ears.
Does it sound tinny?
Does it sound like we're in a box? Or a container?
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show.
You're listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears.
You said?
On 101.9 FM.
CITR Campus Radio.
Oh.
First time I've ever added that. Felt good.
It sounded really good.
It's because it is campus radio.
It's true.
Which enables us to do things like occasionally swear. I'm not going to do it right now because I just said that, but... All right, should we get to the show?
All right, I'm Mbot.
I'm Sbot, sorry.
And today is a very special show for us. I don't know what that sound was.
Ush. It is a special show for us.
It's I was so excited.
Should we spoil the surprise or just get right into it?
What do you mean?
Should we say what transmission it is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You say it then.
Welcome to Transmission 10.
What?
10! Yep. It's a cause for celebration.
It certainly is.
The theme of our 10th transmission will reflect how excited we are about this.
It's true.
Milestone we have
it
reached.
It is a milestone. So tonight's theme is... Sometimes secondary systems aren't only there for support.
A celebration of arrival into double digit dumb.
Very nice.
I know, that was good.
You sound friendly when you say that. Hey!
Yes.
That was pretty good.
We also promised high fives on our 10th show. There's the first one.
Real life high fives. Often I just clap and we say that we high fived.
No, so but that was an actual one.
That was an actual one, which is why it sounded worse than any other one you've ever heard on the show.
I guess we should kind of explain it. Yeah, the theme really doesn't have anything to do with us turning our 10th show.
Turning 10.
Aww. Oh, hi.
Hey.
I should get a birthday cake.
We should get a birthday cake.
I felt like you were patting me on the back as though I was a small child.
Like, way to go.
Way to go.
Two candles.
Would you like to explain the theme?
The theme is opening bands that me and Mbot have both, or maybe not both seen, but opening bands for bands that we've seen separately and sometimes together, that turned out to be highlights for the show. Like, turned out to be, like, potentially even better than the headlining band that we went to see.
Yeah, and always a surprise on how good they were.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the kind of thing where you probably didn't even know them or own their album until after the moment their set finished.
And then you bought it.
And then you rushed the merch table, pretty much.
Yeah, so that's our theme. We thought... It would be a fun theme for us.
We've talked about it for a while. It was in the original brainstorming session for even the show itself.
That is true. That would have been a really hard show to do.
And that was like 10 shows ago. Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Oh, our youth.
Such old people now. Geriatrics.
Oh, my back.
So the first track we're going to open the show with is Sbot's.
Yeah,
I haven't seen this band, so.
It was actually just from last week. It was last weekend, Saturday night. It was High Places at Richards on Richards, which wasn't the best. It was okay. They kind of just sounded a little bit repetitive, and I feel like you couldn't really differentiate any song that they were playing from the last. But it was still good, I guess. But the opening band, they're called Ponytail. Oh, so good. They were, like, crazy high energy. Musically, it sounded, like, awesome. There weren't that many people at the show yet, but everyone was really getting down. I was not on the floor. I was up at the balcony, but I was still thoroughly enjoying it. I was exhausted. But, yeah, they put on a great show, and they were for sure the highlight of the evening for me, and I kind of tracked them down since then and listened to their stuff. I tried to buy their album at the table. In fact, they were packing up. It was after High Places. They were packing up, and I stopped them to ask to buy the CD, and then realized I had $5 in my wallet.
Oh, that's such harsh beans.
And I had to be like, I'm really sorry, I can't buy it, but I thought your guys' set was really good nonetheless, and I can't support you in any way.
Well, you want to go see the show.
That's true. Let's not forget that. Anyways, this is a track from their latest album called Ice Cream Spiritual. It is called Celebrate the Body Electric, and it is pretty fun.
Sweet.
Yeah, enjoy.
Yeah!
was super intense.
So much fun. It was a wild party.
I'm really...
A wild, wild party.
I'm sad that I missed it.
Yeah, it was a good show. I'm sad that you missed it, too.
Yeah.
It was a last-minute show that I wasn't planning on going.
I didn't even know
that
you were going to go.
What were you doing?
I don't know.
Who even knows, hey? I apologize.
It's okay. So, you just heard...
You just heard Ponytail with Celebrate the Body Electric off their latest LP, Ice Cream Spiritual.
Great.
Great.
Also, sometimes when we plan our shows, we don't mean to, but we always just... Our songs that we've picked individually?
Individually? Yeah, you said it right.
Okay, it just sounded weird when it came out of my mouth. They just get lumped together anyway, so these next two songs are also S-bots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't even know that. Is it, I guess I could write that stuff down, hey?
Yeah.
Can I just look at your book?
Yeah. Do you want to try this again?
No. This is good. This is the good stuff. This is honest. This is genuine. Okay. Up next is Julie Doran, who I saw open for Hayden. I think I've seen her open for Hayden twice.
Which?
Whoa.
Randomly, Hayden played last night.
That's
here.
Right. Oh, you are a fortune teller, aren't you? Yeah, which I didn't go to the show.
I didn't go to the show either.
But I would like to. He plays pretty often now, so I feel like I'm never going to not see him ever again because he's always in town anyways.
Hmm.
I think he's already played once this year for sure.
Oh.
Maybe even in the last couple months, to tell you the truth.
I'm so out of the Hayden loop, I guess.
Anyways, I saw him. I've seen him play a couple times. Julie Doran, I think I've actually seen open for him twice. And then I've seen her on her own a couple times. I'm not going to say that she surpassed Hayden for her performance, but it was definitely amazing. The track we're going to hear is actually with Mount Erie, who used to be, it used to be the Microphones, and then it became Mount Erie when he decided that the Microphones project was over. But they're coming out with a new album. I think it's a total joint album, the two of them, called Flaming Home is the name of the, no, I don't know if that's true, actually.
Flaming Home is the name of the track.
Lost Wisdom is the name of the album. And it's not out yet. This is the first single to get released. And then I believe after that it's going to be St. Vincent, who I saw open for Sufjan Stevens in Barcelona. And she was pretty amazing. She kind of blew everybody away. And I'd never heard her before. She didn't have an album out yet. She just had an EP. And she was a part of the Polyphonic Spree, which is a band that I enjoy. I think they're fun. Anyways, she played and it was amazing. And I immediately picked up her EP, and the track is a cover. It's like a Nico cover. It's called These Days, and it's a great track. So,
and that this is from Royal Tenenbaum's fame.
Yeah, this is probably like my favorite musical segment within a film ever. Which is where Margot Tenenbaum comes off the bus.
Did you know that the Royal Tenenbaums was entirely created because Wes Anderson wanted to have a scene with Gwyneth Paltrow coming out of a bus to that song, and that's where the Royal Tenenbaums came from?
I did know that.
Because we're nerds. All right. Enjoy this set of people I also have not seen.
You thought you knew me. Thought our full house was glowing. Emptiness in the house. Every single shape I see for the pile of dust it is. Let's get out of the romance. At the lights of town through the trees on my way home. Let's get out of the romance. The house that I walk home to is in flames in this wind. The wind is getting stronger. The emptiness shows. The branches saying words that I don't know. from nowhere, just destroying for no reason, but to wake me up again, heartbroken and tall, wind revealing the dust that the body becomes. The spaces where we stood echo quiet, rubbing eyes. We fill up the empty days, clinging with our things to a windy rock. I revealed myself to you and let the wind take me. Obliterated, you know me by my shadow.
Zipcar gets it. You live your life 4 months at a time. Commitment freaks you out. Your most expensive asset is your laptop, and even that's portable. Why own a car when you can have a Mini for cruising with friends, a roomy Yaris for moving your affordable Swedish furniture into your dorm room, and a Ford Escape for when you take a break from homework to hit the North Shore slopes?
UBC students get a sweet discount on Zipcar membership, $30 for the year. You can reserve by the hour or day, and gas, insurance, and 150 kilometers per day are always included. Your first step is to put down that slice of pizza and sign up at zipcar.com/UBC. After that, just head to one of the locations on campus to pick up your car, and the rest is up to you.
That song is so great.
That is amazing. You know what? I should probably clarify something. That's a cover of Nico, which is a cover of Jackson Browne, who originally wrote the song. Just in case people are like, that's total bullshit. It was Jackson Browne. Now I've clarified it.
Thank you.
I was going to say clarified.
It's all right. I said a bunch of things weird today.
It didn't sound right when it came out of my mouth either.
But it does. It's interesting how that song is so directly tied to that scene of that movie. I can't listen to it and not think of it.
Even when it's a cover, even when it's not the Nico.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. It's just the song.
It's a beautiful song, though.
Anyways, you are back listening to us after that ad.
Hopefully you're back.
Hopefully you're back.
Maybe you just tuned in.
Perhaps.
If you did, you're listening to...
All awesome in your ears. We are so on the same
way. We are so creative.
How many different ways can we say those words?
On CITR 101.9 FM.
And I'm MBot.
And I'm SBot.
And the tracks that you heard right before were...
It was St. Vincent with These Days off of St. Vincent's EP. And before that was Mount Erie with Julie Dorn from the upcoming album Lost Wisdom. And that song was called Flaming Home. I found the page everything written down.
I'm so proud of you.
I know. You can just hold on to that book.
Okay. Yeah. I'll let you know when I need it. All right. So this next set, we each have a song. That's fun.
That is fun. I like that more
than me
just having to talk the whole time.
It's okay. It's still your song first, though.
I still have to talk first, eh? This is Phoenix, who I saw open for Bloc Party in France.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It just hurt my heart. I didn't know that you saw Bloc Party.
Whatever. Bloc Party was... This is an example where Phoenix... I guess I'm a big Phoenix fan, but Phoenix, like, blew Bloc Party out of the water.
No way!
Yeah. Phoenix is so good, and then Bloc Party was, like... I feel like it was really lackluster, to tell you the truth.
Oh.
It was a big show that was like an arena show, so.
We were just talking about how much I hate arena shows.
Our hatred of GM Plays.
Or just big shows in general. Like, we went to go see Cut Copy in the Presets last week.
Yes.
And I even felt like the Commodore was getting a bit big for me.
That's true. Although Radiohead was a huge venue and...
But it's outside. It's different.
I'll give you that. Yeah,
totally different.
Big indoor venues
are totally different than
kind of a letdown,
big like festival.
But how often are we even going to see bands that are in? Like, when's the next time we're going to see Celine Dion?
Well, it can be in October when she's coming for 2 days. I can't remember what days though.
Oh, I should tell my mom.
Anyways, so Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix. Anyways, they were amazing. Their latest album, which is I guess a couple years old now, was released on Arts and Crafts in Canada. I think they were actually the first artists who were picked up that weren't Canadian artists.
And I just assumed that they were because they were on Arts and Crafts.
Also, little tidbits, people probably already know this, but the lead singer from Phoenix and the songwriter has a baby with Sofia Coppola.
That's crazy.
And it's funny because a lot of people have only heard Phoenix through Sofia Coppola films like Lost in Translation.
Wow. There you go.
Well. Some people, anyways.
Some people.
Anyways, the track is called Long Distance Call, and it's from the album It's Never Been Like That, which is their latest, which is still old, but still good.
And after that is a band by the name of Miracle Fortress. They are Canadian. And I saw them open for They Shoot Horses, Don't They?
Don't They?
Don't they? Which I went to go see randomly. I can't even remember why I went to go see it in Victoria. Because Band of Horses was playing the same night. And for some reason, I just chose to go see...
The other horse?
The other band. Horse band. And again, yeah, oh, actually, They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Was really, really fun. They were crazy. They just have like shit on the ground everywhere that they just randomly like pick up pieces of metal and like throw them on the ground to make noise a lot.
Do you know that they're, I don't think they're a band anymore, hey?
Oh, that's sad to me.
Yeah, they broke up.
Well, I'm glad I went to go see them instead of Band of Horses.
I would. I really enjoy
I know,
horses.
But that they don't exist anymore, so I can never
I know,
see them
true.
Again.
I'll give you that.
Anyways, but Mural of Fortress, I really liked them, and they were cute and sweet. And the track that I'm going to be playing is called, to go along with cute and sweet, it's called Hold Your Secrets to Your Heart, and it's off of their debut album, Five Roses. Mm. So that's that.
All right.
So enjoy. We will, our equal set.
Yeah. Equality, people, equality.
Where to go, I had no idea. 2016 was the price to pay. A messed up kid with no ideas at all. I thought, those 2016, I shouldn't give them away. I remember this young guy died and I took his part. He got vitamin and stitches on his pretty face. A long time to see, but I always thought this dude would be serious. I was looking around town, thinking the same as you. I'm far gone, but you're long distance gone. And your capital letters keep me asking for more. It's loving like that, it's loving like that, it's loving like that. About it, most of the people do, they're only doing just fine. I don't want to stay in place no more. See, and doing well, 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 I'm only doing just fine. Long time no see, long time no say. Got little to tell, I don't say much, but I might. Something always told me it's too would be serious. I am looking around town, thinking the same as you. I'm far gone, but you're long distance gone. And your capital letters keep me asking for more. It's never been like that, it's never been like that, it's never been like that. Keep me asking for more. It's never like that, it's never like that.
All right, we are back.
Hey.
You just heard Miracle Fortress with the track Hold Your Secrets to Your Heart off of Five Roses.
And before that was Phoenix with Long Distance Call off of the album It's Never Been Like That.
So before we go on to our next equality set.
Equality.
Equality. It's not even a real song.
Wow, you really showed me up with your singing voice there. Mine was jokey, really, haha, and yours was like, let's take this to the, let's Celine Dion this.
I was inspired.
You were inspired.
It was
such a good song.
I guess we have a little bit of an announcement to make. We usually would say a concert listing here, but this week we're going to say an anti-concert listing.
I guess so.
So we were supposed to go see Crystal Castles on the 27th, but we're not.
Crush my heart.
Because it's canceled.
Oh.
We had tickets and everything.
I wonder why it's canceled.
Nobody knows.
I feel like Alice has injured herself or her voice. Probably not her voice, actually, like, as if it even makes a difference. Probably herself doing something crazy on stage, like cutting herself or something.
I don't know. I really wanted to see them, though.
I really wanted to see her do crazy things on the stage.
I don't know. Anyways, so Crystal Castles not coming on October 27th.
We'll be watching TV instead.
Probably. Or...
maybe Clone High.
Maybe Clone High. Ah! What? Say what? if you have never seen the animated... series Clone High, we are obsessed.
Yeah, it's a good
to the
show.
Point that we might even dress up with them for Halloween.
It's that one's still up for grabs for sure.
We're not sure yet. Maybe
that's if I decide not to go as Teddy Ruxpin. Don't steal it.
Don't, people.
Even if I don't go this year, Teddy Ruxpin's mine.
Espot will come
take out your legs.
He will do it.
You can go as the caterpillar. Don't go as Teddy.
I also remember when we also considered me going as the caterpillar.
Well, that's exactly why I'm telling other people not to.
Don't do it.
Bot says don't do it.
Okay, we're talking a lot today, yeah, so we're just gonna move on.
This is a chatty show. We apologize.
We apologize. You also have to start this set.
Every time. This band. I saw open for Sigur Rós. Not the last time I saw them, which is very recently at the Chan Center, where Parachutes opened, and they were really good. But I saw them play, I think it's 2005. And Amina opened, which also is like their backup band, I guess. They typically play like the strings, and one girl plays the saw. But they opened the show too, and they're so adorable. They're like four or five petite little Icelandic women looking exactly like what you'd think Icelandic people would look like playing instruments and surrounded around like Apple laptops. And they were the best. They were really good. And they really set the mood well for Sigur Rós, which is always a good show.
Ugh. And P.S. I've never been able to catch a Sigur Rós show. I always miss it. I always don't get my tickets in time.
They sell out.
I know. I really need to get on that the next time.
The next time. I'm sorry. I wasn't responsible for buying tickets this time, so otherwise I would have got you one, of course.
I know. That's what we do.
That's what we do for each other.
Buy tickets. Following that, we'll be hearing from the Russian Futurists, who... are they on Arts and Crafts? Or they were? I think it's one of those bands.
Tricky biz. Good question. Not sure.
Because I remember I have an Arts and Crafts sampler.
Yeah.
They put out a couple of years ago, and they did a bunch of remixes on for it.
In my head, I can only imagine the cover with like the guy with the baseball cap on that's like blue, and it looks like a maze inside it. But I have no idea.
Well, they're on Upper Class now, which is the same record label as Cadence Weapon, and they've also remixed some of his stuff as well. Mm-hmm. Anyways, doesn't really matter. The Russian Futurists. I saw them open for Caribou when I went to see Caribou with the Junior Boys so very long ago.
Can we interrupt and just give a huge shout out to Caribou for winning the Polaris
Prize? Yeah! Yay! Amazing!
And
friend Dora.
Yeah, that album's
really
amazing
good.
Too. I was
really
definitely
good
rooting for him, and I'm very glad that he won.
Yeah. Oh, also, and a shout out to Junior Boys. I was watching CSI tonight. So This Is Goodbye was on it.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, is this Junior Boys on CSI?
Wow.
I know, that's pretty big.
Once you're in a show where people are... Once you're on a cop show, you're
you're
it's
made.
Over, yeah.
Anyways, we're still talking, even though we made the conscious decision to not blab. This is off of their Wretched and Futurist new album, Me, Myself, and Rye. And the track is Paul Simon. And the Wretched and Futurists kind of have this thing where they sample a lot of old, random old hooks from songs that you recognize.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is no different. It's a really great track. So yeah, here is Wretched and Futurists and Amina.
Oh wait, I didn't say the name of the song.
Oh.
The name of the Amina song is, oh no, it's still talking, hey?
Sorry.
Is I believe it's pronounced Amalis off of the Soul EP. It's old, but good.
Yay, good. Yeah.
Thank you.
don't those trumpets just slay you?
Yeah, they do. It's a good one. You're right about those hooks, though.
I know,
they
but
they find
it's,
a hook that works, and they
it's
just...
It's so catchy. Man, that's such a good song. That was The Russian Futurist with the track Paul Simon off of Me, Myself, and Rai.
And before that was Amina with Amelis off of the Soul EP.
And how cute is that song?
The cutest.
With the saw.
I really like highlighting.
Really
like highlighting the saw.
Always highlighting the saw.
I really enjoy the saw.
It's adorable.
It is adorable.
I can imagine them.
It's also a tool.
Who uses tools to make music?
That's how versatile the saw is.
Got a tree? Make a techno pop saw. Oh dear. Okay, so S-Bot doesn't even have any more songs. It's all me now.
You just get to be the chatty Cathy.
I get to be the chatty Cathy. The next set is we've moved into like techno stuff, techno-ish based.
I'm okay with it.
Stuff now. The first band is called Laser Snake. And they're actually, well, there's three of them, and one of them I used to work with back in Edmonton. They're based in Edmonton still. And I used to work with him. He was awesome. Always had a mustache and wore three-piece suits. Pretty
Where
cool
were you
guy.
Working?
I was working at a vintage store.
Vintage clothing store?
Vintage clothing store, where we also made our own t-shirts.
Awesome.
I was that kid.
You were that kid. You're that kid who was friends with somebody in Laser Snake.
I was friends with someone in Laser Snake. And I saw them open for Shout Out, 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 Out on New Year's a couple years ago.
Hmm.
And, yeah, Shout Out, 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 Out was great, as per usual. But Laser Snake is just awesome and so kitschy. They're just so funny. Like, I don't know how to explain it. This is just off of their demo. I don't even know if they've put out.
You know what? I'm excited because I don't even remember how the song goes.
I
will. I know
you
as soon
will.
As it starts, I will, though.
It's called Git Have Fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the song right there.
Yep. And following that is We Are Wolves. They are also Canadian. And I saw them open for And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead. In Reds, in Edmonton, also maybe about three or four years ago, and I actually don't even really—I'm not even a huge "And You'll Know Us by the Trail of Dead" fan, but I went anyways, and I mostly remember seeing We Are Wolves. I remember it being very loud, and seeing We Are Wolves, and they were awesome. There's three drummers on stage.
Whoa!
It's just like all three of the members have a drum kit.
I do enjoy multiple drums.
Yeah, it was really good. This is off of their album Nonstop, and this track is LL Romeo.
Great.
So that's my first All My set. And then we'll be back.
We'll be right back.
Yes, but are you ready?
Ready.
Ready to go.
Hey.
Hey, we are back. And we're also done doing that.
And we're also over being the Count from Sesame Street.
Betty, 1, 2, 3, Count. Oh, P.S. If you guys, anybody out there listening, likes Patrick Stewart and or Star Trek, YouTube Patrick Stewart helping the Count on Sesame Street, and it will blow your mind. And speaking of YouTube, you should also YouTube that song that we just heard from
We Are Wolves. Song?
Yeah. Which, by the way, the track is called LL Romeo off of their album Nonstop. And the video is just super cool.
Yeah, we were trying to think of how we'd describe it, and it's solid
colors.
It kind of reminds me a bit of, like, it's a bit White Stripes-y, but without any of the production value of a White Stripes video.
It's true. Or without any of the camera trickery of Michael Gondry, at least.
No, it's just like them splitting the screen, and it's very weird. But while you're there, YouTubing Patrick Stewart, just look up We Are Wolves.
Yeah, you don't have anything better to do, anyways.
Really, we don't. And before that, you heard Laser Snake with "Get Have Fun."
They definitely got fun.
They got fun. So we have one more song. But before that, we should remind everyone to stay tuned.
Yes, of course.
For Mondo Trasho. And after that, Transcendence on CITR. Lots of good programming, so stay tuned.
Also, don't forget that this is our
10th.
This is our 10th anniversary.
Is it an anniversary or just the 10th show? Whatever.
I'm going to call it an anniversary. Hey!
Yes! Two of them.
Double digits.
That means two high fives.
Representing claps.
So yeah, we're going to close off with a band that I just saw last week or a couple weeks ago. It's just two guys, and they opened for Cadence Weapon, who I just went to go see him because he is my bud. And yeah, I was super surprised at how awesome they were. It was one guy playing the drums and singing, and he kind of sounds like a girl when he sings, but it's awesome.
The best.
And the other guy plays the keytar and synth. I know.
Use of the keytar without any kind of stumbling or...
No.
Totally straight-faced.
Because it was that awesome.
The keytar.
And they blew my mind. They were so good. And I bought them on vinyl, and I have not stopped playing it.
Where was I this night that we're speaking of?
You didn't want to come.
Oh. No, not on air. Really?
Yeah.
Did I just bow out?
You did. You were going to come with me, and then you had to do something, and you bowed out.
Do something like not go?
I can't remember what you did either.
All right.
But all I know, I was sans S-bot.
Sans S-bot, hey.
But he would have really liked this show.
He would have. I do enjoy the Woodhand stuff I've heard.
Yeah, because I've played it a lot, because it's amazing, and I'm obsessed with this album. The album is called Heart Attack, and they are off of Paper Bag Records, which is a really... cute little label.
Do you know where it's based out of?
No, but I'm going to say maybe like Michigan or something like that.
Oh, is Woodhands Canadian?
Oh, maybe they are. Where is it based out of? It's based out of somewhere random, though. It also could just be in Toronto when I'm making this up.
YouTube it. I'm sure it'll have a video.
YouTube it.
You're doing it anyways.
Anyways, Woodhands, this is the track Be Back Soon, and pretty much anything off of this album you're going to enjoy. Again, that album is Heart Attack. So yeah, we're going to leave you with that, and that's it for us.
That's the end. Double digits. Transmission number 10.
We're never going to have another adding of another digit for a really long,
time,
so enjoy this.
Yeah, for a really long time.
That's been us. That's been All Awesome in Your Ears.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
Is that okay?
Yeah.